This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The city of Worcester is in mourning today after the death of a firefighter. He was helping fellow firefighters escape a building earlier today. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
39-year-old Lieutenant Jason Menard was planning to visit Disney World after his shift today, but a fire in a three-family home on Stockholm Street would be the last he would face in his 9-year career with the Worcester Fire Department. Chief Michael Lavoy says Menard helped two members of his crew escape, but was unable to get out himself.
Lieutenant Menard heroically and selflessly saved his crew, helping a probationary firefighter to the stairs and then returning to rescue another trapped firefighter, assisting him out the window.
Across the street from the house that burned down on Stockholm Street, Kathy DeRosiers said she opened her house to first responders and to her displaced neighbors.
I definitely feel like I'm in mourning. Yes, I do. He's a hero. He's a hero in all our hearts today. I will always remember his name. I will always remember his name, Jason Menard. Yep.
The early morning fire was followed by a second structure fire at a pet store across town. The Worcester Fire Department has lost 9 firefighters over the last 20 years, and another firefighter remains in the hospital with severe burns from the blaze on Stockholm Street. Chief Lavoy says none of that stops the survivors from continuing to do their job.
This department has built up resiliency over the years, and it wasn't easy. It's definitely taken its toll, and I don't know how much more we can take.
The death of Lieutenant Menard comes on the eve of the 20th anniversary of the so-called cold storage fire, which claimed the lives of 6 firefighters. 2 other Worcester firemen have also fallen in recent years, Chris Roy and John Davies. Menard was based out of the McKeon Road Fire Station in the south of Worcester. Outside the station, a flag at half-mast flapped in the wind as Dudley firefighter Keith Nichols set a bouquet of flowers at the base of the flagpole.
It's a tough time of year. I was always in Worcester around the holidays like this with the Worcester Six, John Davies and Chris Roy. So it's it's a rough feeling again. It really hits home.
Earlier this afternoon, firefighters, police, and paramedics from communities across the region parked their vehicles on overpasses along the Mass Pike. Some of them stood on top of fire engines facing westbound traffic as a procession brought the remains of Lieutenant Jason Menard back to Worcester. Menard is survived by his wife and 3 children. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.